From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The governor of New York, David Paterson, is dropping out of the gubernatorial race after coming under fire for a series of political mishaps, including his handling of a domestic abuse case involving a trusted aide. But the governor staunchly defends his record.
I have never abused my office, not now, not ever.
Paterson's announcement today helps clear the way for Attorney General Andrew Cuomo to make an unimpeded run for the Democratic nomination. The White House's Social Secretary Desiree Rogers is resigning after catching heat for her handling of the administration's first state dinner. That's when uninvited guests bypassed security to gain access to the president, the vice president, and other high-profile figures. At least 16 people are dead, dozens more are wounded from a series of Taliban suicide and gun attacks targeting Indian guest houses in Afghanistan. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more on this from Kabul.
An Italian diplomat and French filmmaker were among those killed when three Taliban militants struck a popular shopping district in Kabul shortly after dawn. One attacker was a car bomber who detonated in front of a guest house used by Indian doctors. The blast nearly leveled the guest house and blew out the windows in a nearby hotel and mall. A short while later, a militant wearing a vest with explosives and a gunman struck a second Indian guest house. The bomber blew himself up, and the remaining militant fired at police and guests for more than 2 hours before he was killed. It was the second multi-pronged attack on the Afghan capital in 5 weeks. Police could not say how the heavily armed militants were able to get past multiple checkpoints into the fortified heart of Kabul. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A second fourth-quarter reading shows the economy actually grew more than initially thought. NPR's John Itzty has more details on the upswing in the final months of 2009.
The total output of goods and services in the U.S. economy, the gross domestic product, grew at a 5.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's 0.2% faster than originally reported. The increase was partly due to a slower drawdown of inventories by businesses. That requires businesses to meet demand for their goods out of current production, which boosts output. Businesses also spent more on investment in equipment than previously thought, which also added to growth. One disappointing revision showed consumer spending lower than first reported, suggesting Americans remain cautious about the economy. There are some other signs, too, that the big jump in growth at the end of last year has been tempered in the past couple of months. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
With the release of the GDP report, U.S. stocks have been gaining ground. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4 points at 10,325. NASDAQ was up 4 as well at 2,238. From Washington, this is NPR News. Thailand's highest court is seizing nearly $1.5 billion from former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in 2006 over allegations of corruption. However, the court returned $900 million in Thaksin's frozen assets. Some say the compromise may have been aimed at preventing violent protests from many of Thaksin's supporters. An enormous iceberg in Antarctica plowed into a peninsula made of ice and snapped it off, creating a second gigantic iceberg. NPR's Richard Harris reports this could affect the penguin colony made famous in the movie March of the Penguins.
The Mertz Glacier in Antarctica has been gradually oozing out to sea, and for the past 70 years, it's been producing a giant tongue of ice. French and Australian scientists have been watching that tongue because it looked like it would eventually crack off and become a giant iceberg. And that's exactly what happened about a week ago when a 60-mile-long iceberg rammed into it. The icebergs are now gradually heading counterclockwise around Antarctica, south of Australia. They're heading toward an area of open water that's the feeding grounds for the emperor penguins who became international stars in the March of the Penguins documentary. Biologists say this could make life even tougher for these amazingly hardy birds. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 7.3 has struck south of Japan. There's been no word yet on injuries or damage. However, the Reuters News Service is reporting that the quake, which struck only 18 miles below the seabed, was strong enough to generate a tsunami. Japan is one of the world's most earthquake-prone countries. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.